Yo, what's good, bruh? Welcome back to Live Truth, and we speak nothing but truth because it's the truth. I don't think that's the intro. That's how long it's been. And I want to sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, apologize for that type of vibe. But today, we talking about getting back up. When you fall, just get back up. You make a mistake, get back up. Like, really, only person who have a problem with you making a mistake is you. It's your ego type of vibe. I feel like I said something about this before, but if I did, then it just meant for me to say something again. But this also could have been like a past conversation I had with somebody. Just get back up. Like, me, it took me a long time because I felt like I was perfect. You can tell me when I got saved, I was perfect. I could not make a mistake. I had this, like, this ties back in what I was saying before and last one. I was isolated type of vibe. So, when I first started, I was so isolated. So, I never thought I could make a mistake. Like, how can I make a mistake? And I'm praying. And now I got thrown out to the world. I make a mistake left to right. And I'm like, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What you mean make a mistake? Like, I'm making mistakes, and like sometimes beat myself up, but it's all about getting back up. You ain't getting back up. What you doing? Why are you sitting on the ground, bro? Once you fall, get back up. Cause one thing I learned, you can leave God, but He'll never leave you. Never. So get back up. You stumble, but truthfully, He'll never let you fall. Only person that can make you fall is you. So get back up, bro. That's really, like, I've been going for a minute, and that's the moral of my story. Get back up. Shoot, let's get you some scriptures going on right now. So let me tell you what I've been going through. I've been going through a lot of emotional things. I can't preach on y'all about emotion. I ain't gonna lie. Come one day, I will learn how to stop being emotional. But until that day, God just help me. Boy, 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 my emotions will trip me out these streets. I'm telling you. But, you know, I prayed a good prayer this morning. I woke up in a very good mood this morning. Like, in the best mood I woke up in. You know, that's just God's will and God's blessing, man. So, yeah, but other than that, hold on, give me a second. I'm trying to see what vibe really when it comes to the scripture. Alright, babe. Yeah, I know where I need to go. Type. I know it's been a minute, but we're gonna start back on our daily schedules. I'm not this today, though. Alright. So we're gonna do scriptures on what to do when you are totally down. Ready? Hold on. Since we've been, I bet Isaiah 25:8-9. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all earth. The Lord has spoken in the day they will say, surely this is our God, we trust in Him and He save us. This is the Lord, we trust in Him and let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation. Alright, 2 Corinthians. I can't read. 2 Corinthians 4:6-9. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made His light shine in our heart to give us the light of knowledge. God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. We are oppressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Alright. Alright, Romans 5:1-2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. We boast in the hopes of glory of the Lord. Boom. With that being said, all you gotta do is have faith. When you fall down, you have that faith. Have that faith in God and have that faith in you. That no matter what you go through, you believe in God and you can always persevere. You don't gotta stay stuck. You don't gotta stay in one spot. Because you don't. Now, all this is a mindset. And you let the devil win when it comes to that mindset, then you already done failed. But you always can get back up. Don't never let somebody say you got too many sins to go to God, because in reality, you know, ain't no such thing as too many sins. His son died for our sins, so how is there too many sins? Return to this man. It ain't adding up. 2 + 2 = 4. And they ain't 4. They ain't 10. I don't know what 10 got to do with it, but shoot, it ain't even 10, man. Like, no matter how much you messed up, no matter what you do, you might feel like, hey, I'm too crooked to go to God. Ain't no such thing. Saul killed himself after he came and attacked David, did a whole bunch of vicious things that turned into Paul. This is my favorite story, matter of fact. Like, one of my favorite stories. Like, one of my favorite, it's my favorite redemption story. Okay. Saul turned into Paul. It's like, a lot of people don't make this correlation. I remember how I had pointed out to my mama that Saul is Paul. Saul came, that's in the Old Testament. Saul killed himself in the Old Testament. It came back in the New Testament. How many years went by? Alright. Years. Years. I want to say over hundreds of years went by. Saul came back in the New Testament and turned into Paul through God. If you think you got more sins than Saul did, you crazy. You crazy. Saul hunted down God's chosen one, God's chosen king. The king of Israel. My bad, king of Israel. Y'all think y'all got more sins than him? And he turned into Paul and ended up writing the most books of the Bible, 13 books of the Bible. Don't ever think you all that and you got more sins than Saul. I'm sorry, you ain't all that, you got more sins than Saul. More story is, you fall, get back up. Cause you ain't got more sins than Saul. We not looking, we ain't going sin for sin, but you ain't touching that man when it comes to sin. So it should be motivation. No matter what you do, no matter how much you mess up, you always can come back. Type of vibe. But yeah, that's really all I gotta say today. Today, I don't know, just the lyric truth or the gospel truth. I'm dropping this episode today, but y'all is gonna also get episode back on Wednesday. We're gonna start back on our regular schedule. Like I said, I was going through an emotional fit, but it's all right. We good. We going straight. All right. Y'all have a good day.